Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. And we've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
And the Kango. Don't forget the Kango, Mr. Voice Guy. All right, so what does your boy, aside from winning, what does your boy like to do to set the weekend off on the right track?
Friday night special.
A little FNS. Here it is, the old acronym, Friday Night Special tonight. And we had one last week. We nailed the first one of the season. Hopefully, we keep the mojo rocking. Charlotte Modest 3 host in Middle Tennessee State. Now, keep in mind, Middle Tennessee State, their third straight road game, so they're tired. They're not particularly good to begin with, and now they haven't been home for basically a month, and they only average 14 points a game, and both losses have been by double digits. So when I look at the Charlotte side, I see, all right, is there enough balance here? Yeah, I like their quarterback, Chris Reynolds. Yeah, I like their running back, Calvin Camp. Yeah, I like their top wideout, Grant DuBose. The 49ers is the nickname. They're 2-1 on the season. They're laying a nominal number, -3. They're at home, Friday night special. Give me the Niners, -3. All right. Now, this I know for a fact we've never done. We're going 2 Friday night specials. Not one, but 2. And one of them involves somebody I've been pumping up a lot, Malik Willis. Liberty's playing tonight. So if you don't know about Malik Willis, you should, because he might go first overall. He's at the Syracuse Carrier Dome. And I don't care if Roddy Cicely shows up. I don't care if Lawrence Moten shows up. I don't care if Carmelo Anthony shows up to root on the Orange Men. They're not winning this game. Liberty is just... Now, by the way, Syracuse is not a doormat. They're actually a little better this year. Liberty's just good. Hugh Freeze is good. Malik Willis is terrific, and I like this number as well. Liberty 13-4 against the spread in their last 17. A nice trend that Sharp Tierney identified early in the week. Liberty 3-0. Cuse is 2-1. Liberty laying 6.5 points. Last year they played 38-21. Flames took it. Tonight, not calling for a rout. We don't need a rout. Just win by at least 7, and we go to the bank. Liberty -6.5, second Friday night special. All right, how about this? Sometimes you just gotta go for the low-hanging fruit, you know? Wyoming, the Cowboys, cowboy up. Don't get cantankerous right here now, see? Not those Cowboys, the other Cowboys out in the beautiful state of Wyoming. Beautiful state, by the way. Have you been to Wyoming?
I have not been.
Absolutely
to Wyoming.
Gorgeous state. But Wyoming's the kind of state you gotta drive and you got to put a little Bob Seger on. Like, that's the perfect sound. Wyoming's gorgeous. And Wyoming is a lot better than the team they're playing this weekend, because everybody's better than the team they're playing this weekend. Who are they playing? They're playing UConn. And I don't care if Ray Allen shows up or, you know, Coach Calhoun. Don't matter. UConn is awful. They're 0-4, 30-point spread. Wyoming -30. Ugh. It's a big nut to lay. I get it, but I'm doing it. Wyoming 3-0. By the way, this is on Santa. You're a clown. This is on CBS Sports Network. Okay, Cowboys quarterback Sean Chambers. I like him. Lay the 30. Take Wyoming. UConn's coach quit. He literally said, "I don't even want to coach you guys anymore." UConn is cooked. Wyoming crushes them. Lay the points. All right. And that's what I mean by the low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
You got to take a terrible team, and no disrespect to the Huskies. I know they're trying hard, but you have to hope that they remain a terrible team, and they will. All right, number 4, and then we get to the NFL. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders taking on the Hordes. Hook 'em. Texas 2-1. The Red Raiders 2-0. Now, got to get an over-under in Teak. We got to... Like, you know, the portfolio, you need some stocks, you got to be aggressive, you need some bonds, you got to do the whole thing. Nice, diverse portfolio. You need a diverse 10-game slate as well, so you got to start getting some over-unders in here, and I'm doing that with this game. Over-under 61.5. Now, the last three times these teams have met, They've scored 75 points, 73 points, 119 points. This is a simple case of elite offenses hooking up and two defenses that don't have a whole lot of interest in playing defense. So they're going to score in bunches, and they are going to just flip the scoreboard. It's going to soar past 61.5, which I thought that was a real miss on the part of Vegas, to be honest with you. I think the Sharps were a little dull around the edges on that. Over 61.5. Give me the Red Raiders and the Horns to crush the scoreboard. All right. How does that feel? How's that sound?
So far, I sound good, man.
All right.
Especially that last one.
Yeah, I think it sounds great so far. I'm feeling 4-0. How about Washington football as we get to the NFL? Washington, we saw him last game. Mm-hmm. Tiki's just stole one from the G-men.
Did.
Oh, the big blue wrecking crew. No more.
They wrecked themselves.
They wrecked themselves, and they wrecked Sundays for their fans because they haven't won for about 5 years. They've been a doormat. But Giants played pretty well the other night. Washington's pretty good. Washington, how are they getting 7 points? That is a lot of points at Buffalo. Josh Allen, he talked about it, not playing particularly well right now, although I think Josh is going to get his act together. But until he does, I think this is something you have to kind of latch on to. I'm going to take Washington +7. We saw, once we got a little deeper into that Giants-Washington game, that Jack Del Rio, the DC for Washington, started amping up the pressure, dialed things up, and then things started working for the Washington defense. So, Taylor Heinicke, Tiki, what has Tierney been saying about Taylor Heinicke? He's a pretty good player, right?
He's pretty good, and they love him.
And that BT's a smart dude, so if he likes Taylor Heinicke, Sharp Tierney likes him as well. Give me Washington football +7. This will be a good game. I like this one a lot. 7's a lot of points for that. I'm taking the points. All right, we mentioned the G-men. First, I make fun of them. Now I prop them up. Giants, I'm going to just suspend any whatever here. Giants are going to destroy the Falcons. I think they're going to beat the crap out of them. I think that this is going to be like, I could see 31-20, 34-13, 34-17, 37-20. I think the Giants probably had their best game of the season when we look back at the end of the season. They're -3. Eli getting up to the Panthers. Congrats, Eli. Obviously, the Giants got pressure. Yet to win. Falcons yet to win. I think the extra rest here is what the Giants have coming off that Thursday game. Daniel Jones coming off his best game as a pro. Give me the G-men to at least temporarily quell the fears of their fans. Giant fans getting restless, and they should be. Giants win big. Lay the 3 spot. G-men. All right. Low-hanging fruit, maybe. I'm going to go to that theory again here. Sometimes you just have to look at what is there and not think too much. And this is more one of those gut calls that I usually have a gut call each week, and this is always supported by information, and obviously I've been studying this stuff. This I didn't do a lot of work on because I don't think I need to. Sometimes you got to look at the field and say, there's a star, that guy's a star, that guy's a superstar. And when you start doing that with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Rams, I believe the needle points you in the direction of the over. The over-under is 55 at a hook. Give it the over. Bucs and the Rams, over. Oh, the Jets. The New York Jets. 0-2. I took the Jets. I thought they played a little bit better last week. They played horribly. Jets are 0-2. They're in Denver 2-0. Over-under. I'm not touching the Jets again until they actually show some functionality here. I'm not saying the Jets could cover a point spread, let alone win. But what I will say, this is a very low over-under. 41.5. That's low.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you know BT thinks that Zach Wilson's going to be very good. By the way, BT was very right about Sam Darnold.
Yes, very
despite
right about
all the dissenting opinions out there for years. Oh, you just defended this guy because he's not a you partner wound up being right with Sam Darnold.
No, you're right about Sam Darnold. We see it in the last couple of weeks. Sam Darnold's put up 300 yards passing.
Mm-hmm. And he's 3-0 league in passing. He's doing great. Now, here's why I'm going to take the over, which is 41.5 here, as I said. First of all, Teddy Bridgewater playing well. Cortland Sutton, back healthy. Noah Fant, good tight end. Denver's good. And BT loves Denver. I think he did a future on Denver. I think he laid a few bucks on them to win at least 8.5 games. They'll get their third win this weekend. But why I like the number, aside from Denver's offense, is that as much as I think Wilson will be fine, he's going to make a mistake because that defense is good. I don't know if it's going to be a pick six. I don't know if it's going to be a fumble out of his short field. That's just too low to ignore. Give it the over. Over, under, 41.5, over, Jets at Denver. Boom. All right. Raiders, -3.5, hosting Miami. what in the world happened to Miami's offense? I mean, I'm not saying it was great last year, but man, it was trash.
O-line.
What's up with their O-line, Teak?
Terrible.
Why, though?
I had no idea.
What happened to them? No Tua, massive offensive line issues, 35 zip Bills, hammered them last week, weren't even competitive. I mean, it wasn't even close. The Raiders have the look of a team that's not going to fold in the second half like they usually do. Derek Carr right now, not saying he's leading the way, but he's on the short list for MVPs. He's playing great. And you know, listen, you know about Waller. When Henry Ruggs starts homing in 60-yard bombs, now you know that the Raiders are evolving and becoming something a little more interesting than they've been the last couple of years. The number's minus 3.5. Raiders are hosting Miami. Miami going across the country, got beat up last week. And I'm going to take the Raiders, lay the 3.5. Vegas gets to 3-0. Boom.
That one sounds weird.
Stu Getz, you like that? Do you like that, Cole? He's a big Raider fan. Stu Getz, what do you think?
Love that pick.
Attaboy. You better not bring any negative mojo to that. Attaboy.
Dude,
synergy.
I would take that one.
All about reach in your pocket.
Six.
You got millions and make a bet.
3.5 without two?
Yeah, make you got money.
Percent?
Yeah.
I don't gamble.
Well, sometimes when that happens, sometimes they lure you in. And so sometimes when it's too easy, no negative mojo. I like the spread. Don't think I didn't think the same thing. It was a little, thought it might be a little bit more, but it's not. And we like the Raiders minus 3.5. Now, finally, Monday night. Burr, 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 burr. It's like a cantankerous right here now. See, Dallas, minus 3.5, hosting Philly. You know what? Jalen Hurts was good in week one. Jalen Hurts was problematic in week two. They've had some issues. Graham got hurt. Good player. Mm-hmm. Offensive line, a little banged up. We had Fletcher Cox, or I think you and Tierney had Fletcher Cox on this week here on Tiki and Tierney. Great show, by the way. And Fletcher Cox, you know, spoke very highly about Dak, both Mississippi State Bulldogs. But I like Dallas here. I like Dallas, even without Michael Gallup. The running back spot's interesting because Pollard's starting to pop by Zeke now. And Parsons put him on the edge. He just wreaked havoc. I'm never going to say a blowout in a Dallas-Philly game. NFC East usually tightly contested. I just believe Dallas is better. Dallas is home. It's not a crazy spread. Dallas on Monday, minus 3.5. Boom. Ring it up, Stu Getz. All right. So, in summation, here's what we got. Not one, but two Friday night specials. Give me Charlotte, minus 3. They're hosting Middle Tennessee State tonight. 49ers take it. Give me Liberty, minus 6.5. Malik Willis, 4. He's going to be the first overall pick. He's going to light up Syracuse, minus 6.5. I got Liberty. Wyoming, minus 30 at UConn. Take the boys. Texas Tech and Texas, over under 61.5. This thing's going over. Give me the over. Washington football, I'll take the 7 points. Thank you. Up in Buffalo against the Bills. I'll take the Giants to pound the Falcons and get right at least for a week, minus 3. Big Blue gets it over Tampa Bay and the Rams, 55 at a hook. I love the number there. I think the over hits in the Jets and the Broncos game as well. 41.5. Ravens minus 3.5. They'll take on the Dolphins. I got the Raiders. And Dallas, as I just said, minus 3.5 to beat, maybe by 7, maybe 10, not more than that, to beat Philly. And there it is. Sharp Tierney, week 3. All the picks. Get them up on social media. Twitter, Tiki and Tierney. Instagram, same deal. Have a little fun. Great week, week 2. Bad week, week 1. We'll see what happens in week 3. Expect good things. Good things usually happen.
Yes, I like all of those. The overs in particular. Washington and the Raiders. The points don't seem right.
Numbers don't stack up for you, huh?
They don't sound right. Washington, I think, can win that game outright. Much less get 7 points.
If we start getting into the weeds of taking teams on money line, yeah, this thing will just evolve into complete. I mean, don't think I didn't think about that. And don't think I might not do that, by the way. when it's time to do it. All right. Again, be smart. Be sensible. Don't bet what you don't have. It's gambling. Anything can happen. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Let's get the update. Dexter's on top of that. We'll come back, hit you with our week 3 NFL whip around next. Here's Dexter's update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.